Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration this morning, because your inspiration and your presence and your goodness is new every morning, Lord. So just help us, encourage us, lift us up in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, greetings, family. The word this morning is Psalm 111. And it's verses 7 and 8.
The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful, you know, just hearing you, you know, that God's intentions are just all good because his God is good. And I was just so enjoying Keith's word this morning, you know, that in the midst of the squeezing, the unfaithfulness, the war, the arrogance, the church is just getting brighter and brighter in the midst of this experience, is because true love and true peace and true friendship is found in the ecclesia, in the called out ones. And that's so beautiful. And the important thing is, I think of that scripture in Jeremiah, where's my sweetie? Jeremiah 9:23, I think. And it says, hey, just get there quickly, my sweetie. It says, it's not good to boast in our wisdom and our strengths okay, let's get it there.
Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For these things I delight, declares the Lord.
Hallelujah. So here we can see, you know, God just wants to bring all the beautiful things, and so that and that the love for God, the love for his word, the love for his people, it all follows from, you know, realizing we need God, that we need a savior. Because what happens when we can only but boast in our strengths and our wisdom and our abilities, you know, and that's where we all come out of. But we had to come to a time where there was a God-created vacuum. We looked around, like just like it is today, and you looked at the political scene, you looked at the police, you looked at the storms, the tornadoes, the stealing. And you looked around in the world, the sign of the times. And the sign of the times got you to realize, yo, there is no hope. There's no hope in all this. I need to look to God. And from that moment, that is the big thing. When you look to God, then God steps into the picture, and he takes out your heart of stone. He takes out that spirit at work in sons of disobedience, and you receive the Holy Spirit, and then you've got an attitude and an aptitude for the good things of God. You love the people of God. You respect those that have drawn close to God and carry these beautiful treasures that they share with you. And that becomes your love as well. I love that in Jesus, where Jesus says, if you love me, you love my word, and I will come live with you. So it's in loving his word and drawing close to him from a heart that is that desires and longs for God. And then God says so beautifully, Romans 5 verse 5, he pours his love into our hearts. And that's where we find peace, we find motivation. So back to the signs of the time. So the signs of the time are there to get us to turn to the living God, as we have seen there in the Ukraine, and I've seen it all around here as well. When people lose hope, the there's everyone seems to know who to call from their heart. That they call on God, and then God steps into the picture. And then the thing is to stay with God, is to stay in His favor, stay in His presence, stay loving His things and drawing close to His word. Because as it says so nicely in the scripture about let us boasting in the right thing, for He loves, for He, it's the Lord who practice steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. It's so beautiful to see that God is one bringing about His steadfast love, a love that truly works, not this plastic love that's in the world, and then the true justice to bring down the arrogant and the proud and the boastful, in and to be in a place of acknowledging Him and righteousness in the earth. So God loves this earth. He made this earth. He loves us because He made us. And He's got good intentions for everything that He has made. And so stick with Him. That's a big thing. Stick with Him is drawing close to Him, meditating on His word, keeping walking conscious of Him, acknowledging Him at all times, and then He makes your way straight. Be blessed because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.